من رأي تام جاب هيك هنا فعلا كان بس شنو انا دي في المايا مش بس هضم شو دمت مخيا كمان شهر رمى زي 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 هضم خيمة شليمة برمخ غان مش سنفيديم كمين الرمخ متزاش شامة زي شن شامة زي تاسي زمان رز نتاين نتاين هاي بس اكون بس ماشي بيس ها اودام شو جام كن تاير ورزا اين بيس ها تاير از جام كن بيس اودام جام كن تاير تاير از اودام كن تاير زيت اودام بعد ها اودام انا بيس ميلا خلصة ها اولا شهي ها كليبا مخلصة ها كلي سيلا بفيد بيس ميلا بيزن اولا which is مخاف لك لا which is مخاف لك 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 which is مخاف لك 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 thin left skin under the oil. She was gallus at cream in a clip as a machanza voice. She was gallus at the cream in a clip at the oil. She was gallus at the cream in a clip at the oil. Cold man is now his gallus at the oil. Okay, nechna zadaim a gedi she kreb a shem Yisrael kanoida. How you do that? That would not mean that there's no shem Yisrael. Come on, you can say, Chol ba Yisrael l'kayim mitzis mina ruchnis and aguchnis. Every member of Chagas are to become a Zemira Ruchnis in a Gufnis. Right, which is like we say, like Mola Hashem Lekechas Levavchas Levav Zarecho. So Zemira, the physical Mila is the Mitzvah of Mila, and the real is the Mitzvah of Mila, Haseh, Sechuper, or the Kedishon Onish, Mim Mizgal of Eh. So the Leib also has a Mila. And the Klippas Amachat is Al Chai is a Kodesh, a Sheikh, Yom Nekeh, a Leib, Kol, a Sheikh, 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 a אבל היא כל הפסק, היא כל הגרם הלילה מחובי ישראל על הלילה כי נדע, כי הלילה הוא ברוס טייר כמו שכסיב כיסרם על לוח לידך הלילה זה ברוס הטייר רק כסיב כיסרם על לוח לידך כמו שבצל ישני דרך עם טייר ורע כמו ידע ואולי המון הספשן טייר ורע to clip as a mechasa al apnimis and the whole idea of Tevera what is the Ra? The Ra is the Klipper, right? And the Tev is inside the Klipper so what's in the Mavaya, the Tevera means taking away the Klipper and it's Gala and the Gala Ra so sometimes I bet every single Avodah has to do the Mitzvah Mila every single Mitzvah is a Bus every single Mitzvah is the Mavaya, the Tev which is written inside the Orla and Leiv, right? The Leiv is just being Leiv physically is Leiv in a Moyach or the and the whole body is dependent on the Reiv and the Moyach, right? So why? Because Abraham Shem Hashem Shechai is clear to him. Somebody says the Erech on the Leiv, so he has to give the Erech of his whole body. Why? Because it's Reiv and Shem clear to him. So it's as though he said, Mishan, and that Leiv has an all around it. And all that's a Leiv. Amor Hashem Lekechos, Levavchos, Levav Zarecho. Why is that Leiv better than all? Because the Leiv is the basis of the whole Bechina of Tov and Ra. Why is Leiv the basis of Tov and Ra? So you do it. The Leiv is too... Chalol and to what to call it in English. Arteries is on. One's full of
dung.
Right, something like that. One's full of dung. One's empty. How does the leaf go? Fills up. One fills up with dung, and then it gives it to the empty one. The empty one gets trying to tell, sends the blood around the whole Ramachivam Shasagidim, and then it comes up and fills itself up in one. There's one which is always empty. There's one which is always full. One the Yamin is the empty one, and the one which is small is the full one. The full one at the beginning of Tov and Ra. The beginning of Chesed and Gevurah. The small which is Mali Dam, Mali Dam, Dam is the one. The Yamin is the beginning of the Yamin and the small. So, which is also, it's only Bechinov to test, but the lead to the right hand of the Yitzhus Adam, the 10 spheres, is the right hand and the left hand is Chetan, the one and leg, right leg and left leg is Netzach Hamun Ganhoid. And the Bechinov of the lead is the Bechinov of the in-between of the Bechinov of the Bechinov. And here, therefore, the lead has the Bechinov of Krip, the Sevenach. That's the taking away that. All that's a lead means taking away allowing the Torah to be nisbar in all the maisim that a person does. The also the Shabbat cripples of the flair, regardless of penemius, ikar Torah, shemikra, asher bris. And that's what he's saying before, the ikar of Torah is called bris, because the ikar of Torah is in the bar, the Torah can begin of taking that. What you see in the bris, you learn the lie, the chuk shmai mots or something. Shabbat kavona, the bar, penemius, ahoya. Now, who comes from the lake? So therefore, a person has to have. A person has to be, in his gala, the toy which is in the lake, the shechina which is shechina in the lake. And for that, he needs a shechina of this meal to take away the oil, to take away the rock. So the Moed of Kirchidish of the lake says, that which it says, in the greasy room, Nile, Chokoshmai, Moed, Kirsanti, which is a famous passage that everybody uses, that if the Chazal uses, that if the world would be one leg on without Torah, the whole world would go back to Torah of Rose. He says it's going in Pnimi Satera. Shakabana Beladaya, Pnimi Satera. So Shalak the Chilik between the Hashpah that comes every day, the learning of Nidlash of Torah, learning the Pnimi of Torah is, there's two ways of getting rid of the Ra. Always, a man, don't forget about this. Two ways of always getting rid of the Ra. Either you fight it and you slam it and you smash it, or you marder the Torah so much, but the Ra automatically falls away. In other words, this is David Dua, but I mean, it's built on a mushroom in Chassidus. That there's two ways that, so this, in a Bet Mishpat, you have the Sanhedrin and you have the Kategra. So there's two ways of the Sanhedrin winning. In other words, the defendant getting free. Either Pshat is a whole big argument, it takes a very good lawyer, there's an argument, or suddenly the king walks in, and the king is a good friend of the Sanhedrin, so what happens to the Kategra? It dissolves. There's no mishpat anymore. So what we do is two ways of being magarish, the bechina of the ram. Either it's the yarg is or the mitzvah or the yitzhara. There's a fight. There's a ketegim, there's a sanega, there's a hin, and there's an argument. But the whole pshat is you may in such a way the good of oil that the whole ram falls away. So the chelik of learning nidl shabbatera, which means learning shoshana b'chazatera, is that the derech of yarg is a mitzvah. In other words, because you're using the gashmi, you're using the slapshas of gashmi, you're using the slapshas of gashmi, but using it to do the derech tikkun. Maybe there is ram, is cool, there's a lot of ram in rav, there's a bechinus of gashmi, and you're taking it and you're going to try your best to bring out the Torah. So Shani, the thing that means the Torah is, such as galus of the oil, and maybe the gashmi is just falls away. And there's an element of birth, and that's the big birth, there's different ways of that. Different scoopers are doing different,
There's
times for both. In other words, sometimes if a guy doesn't even have mind, doesn't work. Let him yag his other mitzvah, right? It's a horror. Yag his mitzvah, but there's a mechamah, and there's a mechamah, but there's a netzach. That's the middle of netzach. It's the middle of netzach. But sometimes people are not, sometimes people can't put up a fight, but sometimes, you know, every person is learning Shoshana, the person is more properly, the proper Yushimayim, with a proper thing. The guy that can do an excellent job. If somebody is learning Kateh, that's the whole aim of learning Pnimi Kateh at the beginning of the day. If the Dagan in the Pnimi Kateh at the beginning of the day, because then the Gemara, then the Shoghan, the Shnai Rosh, and the Talos is different. The Shnai Rosh and Talos, but when I'm Pnimi Kateh, it's not when it's valid to the oil, the oil shines. So the oil is there. And the oil is there. It's there with the Pnimi, it's with everything. The question is, what's the God? all the way up the hell, and the question is, what's one going to feed and what's one not going to feed? And I'm not going to this is a Russian or a mother. And I'm going to tell you some shabbos,
What's the whole nakudah? What's the shayish behind the Baratani's? I'm not behind the
I'm saying the Shem Shiva, the people were in the Pnimis, that they understood that the Chakeh, that it's all in the Pnimis, and everything else is going to be Dovek to Gan Eden, and our own Habba is the Pnimis of the Shem Shiva, the Chasapa, the Pnimis of what runs down here. It's not possible, Shem Shiva, the Chasapa, and that is the Gemara telling us what to do in Shem Shiva, the Chasapa. All the boys in Shiva University, you tell them, all the boys in Shiva University, in the morning, you have to do at least an hour and a half up to a block in the evening. It's amazing, isn't it? So when you've done a 3-hour chazor, 3-hour rekisa in the evening, then you can start chazor and share. You know, there'll be here and share. And but the day is a few hours, good few hours of rekisa. No, we're not the light up to almost a block a day for sure. Even an omid and a half for sure. Otherwise, what happens? And practically speaking, so whatever you do, the older Shashivas, the older Rosh Hashivas of Shach, they're all screaming about it. After 5 years, a boy comes out of Yeshiva, if he hasn't finished the Masechtas yet, he's going to give up. That's when they start drying out. Why is the Nachman Franz Hashanim drying out? Because after 5 years, they said, long days, they don't remember. It's all very important, but they haven't got the basis for that. And later, so they look in the Shach, they just got there from their father-in-law, and they look at it, and they see a lot of volumes, and nothing there. It's terrible, Hamisha Sakas, and the Pilam Ratsim, and then it's there they are. Because, you know, they once one time always think that it's even Wagner told me that his father learned from him days. And said he would be Babaz Bamit, so he came to the hand of Chacham Rabin, and he heard him on Yavamis, and on Eze Neshech, Kamor Ashutosus, Balpeh, Eze Bamit. And said that he could quote, you know, whatever he now knows Jews in Yeshiva, 50 years later he could quote them just like told me that his father was very shvach now. So he told me that he used to come to his father to learn that he knew his father. His father was very shvach, and sometimes his father used to drop. And he used to sometimes want to see whether his father still comes to him, so he'd miss out a line in the Gemara. His father was chap. But his father wasn't looking inside him. So he knew that's the way they used to learn. So he used to learn and learn outside of the Tanakh Chacham. It's very important for you then, that without Mutra, you take a Masechta, even if it's the same Masechta, and finish, you do later Prokhim, you have to finish a Masechta in Yeshiva. And for that, I keep them in extra hours, and that's if you don't finish the Masechta, it's from always, from Brochus, we began at the beginning, we only share this year, this began at the beginning, others began at the third, that once in a year. So it's not so much again. So you're going to spend 6 months on the case in Brochus, and they won't do the rest of the Masechta. We got it from Daf Aleph. To learn through the Sechta, finish the Sechta. Again, this is my mark to every year to do it. The Bochet had the feeling of Sechta to be finished in the Sechta. And that gives him a goal of push to learn and write in Sechta. Even there, write in what I'm on Shishas of the Mishnah. He doesn't have to finish Shishas of the Mishnah. So it's a bush of a head. You can speak to people who are 45. They don't know Mishnah in Zerim. You ask them when they're away. You ask them the Mishnah in Tahara, the Mishnah in Kalem, and Kvoz, whatever. They'll tell you they have a right to it. Who can learn if it's never enough for Mishnah? It's Shishas of the Mishnah. The Pharaoh can enter Shabbat and ask you confused or whatever, the Khan of Mishnayas. That somebody doesn't learn Mishnayas is the Khan of Jesus. You know, no buses. You have to build up in a buses. You can't build a house without a random place. You said, I'm going to push a bit of water behind the finish. It's a Mishnah. It's not for now, it's a discussion on its own, but everybody gets sick of that every year. Why? See, the good thing is nobody fades the Eon is not with the Cheshon, because it's got to be on the turn in the Eon as well. The thing is, when the Eon is on the Cheshon of the Bekias, which means that, an example, in 5-6 years, right, a boy hasn't finished on the Sechta yet, he's done 3 broken from this Sechta, 3 broken from that Sechta, 5 years later, ask him to recollect the Eon. I don't know what's flying. And he doesn't say, so the Eon he hasn't got, and the Kiyah says he's left with nothing. So everybody's got Sipuk in the end of the Eon, and there's 2 reasons why he's got Sipuk in the Eon. The first reason is because Eon is not Sipuk. That's the way it is. No, not because there's less Yagia in Eon than there is in the Kiyah. Do you want to know why? right? You know, it's geschmack, you think, and you argue out, and isn't it? Much greater amela to learn five blood on Noza Shakratari and Chazal Shakratari, and you finish the blood, go over by yourself, or over the Chavus of the Shakratari, and get the clay, including grains in your head, much greater yigia. Much easier to learn the Iyun. You're not mukbal, there's no limit, you don't have to finish there, you finish there, there's no lachas, there's no alms, there's nothing, nothing. And Chazal Rebbe once said that if a person can go to the end of his life, you know, Chazal Rebbe was very, he came from the war, he saw that he didn't forget, he started this miflashas, he's in like a fair on 70 blood, a month of the Marashitosis. Either 30 blood or 70 blood, they can choose 30 blood or 70 blood. Marashitosis, you know, but first cousin is doing it. And it comes to code, he said that the person got to Shemana after 120 after the Shrek, who says, why did you battle all your life? You haven't got any records of heavy, you learned Torah. He said, no, I was busy learning Torah. You were busy learning Torah. You were learning your own Svara, you weren't learning Torah. He said, what happens when a person says a Svara and it's not RPM? It's not every, not everything a person says is RPM. I'm not talking about the MS, halachal mess, not halachal mess. It's not nechmas to give you a Torah, bechlal. If it's not an MS, it's not nechmas to give you a Torah. And there's hakir, it's nest of people who use it. Bechlal, not nechmas to give you a Torah, bechlal. That's it. Little Torah. It's mamish little Torah. Mamish little Torah. Because we have to say, you know what? Anyway, Ben Shrinkel and me, they have to learn a blot. They have to learn a blot today. Where Ben Shrinkel already saw that this. They saw that there's a terrible one. They saw that the Rachman son, it can be a disaster. So the next door, there can be as a Goran on an Atom going up. And the Shach, they're everybody. You're not going to give to America. You're not going to scream that Bach against the gates. And now the gates are also learning slowly. You're asking where they're holding. And you show them, you're not going to give to them. You get out of that yeshiva as soon as you can. Gates is a good yeshiva, you know. And you get out of that yeshiva as soon as you can. Instead of saying, tell your mother, tell your yeshiva for me. And they saw the people who saw the free decadon, they saw the problem over here. The problem over here, the people are not finishing the Sachtas. People are not. No, a shakratari. We're not only me. We're not mandled by. We never say a bracha. We never say a bracha. We learned every blot four times. He used to write. He used to write the sikkum after we chazed it. Bal pet together. He used to write the sikkum of every daf on the white at the bottom of his gemara. And that's how we used to learn masechtos. We went from masechtos. We went through masechtos. We never chose our masechtos. And that's how we learned masechtos. There's no other way. We learned from a certain. There's an Indian element. Maybe even that. First person has to have. To have a basis. There's no basis without the keys. Chazal say, you can't go against Chazal. Chazal say, Chazal say, give it to her, Anim b'mokamecha, v'ashirim b'mokamecha. What does it mean, Anim b'mokamecha, v'ashirim b'mokamecha? Anim is a little bit of a stira. You know the sugi left. And maybe that's a sugi. What's been on? Maybe Dover, Mitech Dover. That's called Tam Chachma, the Chazal. Son is Maven Dover, Mitech Dover. So he's learned this Dover, and he's learned another Dover. And he compares the sugi. And that's called Tam Chachma. That's telling us, I'm on this sugi. Now let's take the sugya. We don't know anything from here. We don't know anything else. Just this sugya. So you can build up. And that's it. I saw that from America. That was his malachi. He knew everything. He was a baki b'shas. I'm saying that he could have such a malachi because he's a baki. I'm saying he used to learn one sugya and he wouldn't look at anything else. And he could spend a whole week saying malachi. And then the next week we'll move on another omelet. And he'll come the next week and say everything I said the week before I'm taking back. No, it's the first. So yeah, there's also a girl to the middle of the end, but he could be the one to do that. But you know, but Tamirim always boast, like, not boast, I mean, it's Tucker, as well, because they always say, you know, when an MSD can mention about how this used to happen, or, I don't understand the whole thing. But, so, no one is saying, learning a whole week, and then you keep on going back. You've got to have a brighter cookie, that's what I'm saying. A person knows that, he knows the whole brighter cookie. So, you know, he's your cousin, no, he's not your cousin. Eichenstein, you know the Triska from here. Moshe Matcha Eichenstein. And he came to Itchy. My brother was learning Itchy with him at the same time. His father was learning Shiva at Itchy. And I'm telling you that he learned Shas the Kiyas till he went into the Yimshah. As a Bachel, he used to keep his feet in cold water at night to stay up. And so he went through Shas the Kiyas. And then he started learning here. And Chacham Vongberg told us, in Beit Vongberg told us, that Biskarov, third day of his month, so he told him to prepare. First day, his month starts on Sunday, he's going to give Shia Monday. So they went through the first payrook. That's the preparation for Shia. They went through the first payrook to prepare themselves. And then they've done the whole payrook. They know the payrook, but now they can start listening into Shia. So the people who saw how they learned in the Frida Kadara, I remember the trick of Rebbe used to get very, very, he was in the Chacham Lublin, talk to Milani because the Talmud is a best of love. Like, you know, I used to, you know, there's the quote in Ketzos, you know, there's opening Gemara quote in Ketzos, and he uses the, wasn't shot in the Gemara over there. They have to, they didn't know. Well, I used to get very, very angry. I have to know. We're here to know that Kachboka put us in this world for a few years. He wants us to be Koine, Yedias, and Shas, and Babli, and Shomi, and Medrash Rabba, and Medrash Tanchuma. Everything has gone, one's got to learn. We've got to learn everything. So when one learns everything, then one can learn more. The second time you learn the Masechta, see, I always tell the boys when they're doing Shishas or Mishnah, I said, look at the English, who cares? You know, because they're still in the Shema Aleph boys. I said, look at the English, learn the Mishnah. I said, English, why? Because you're going to finish Shishas or Mishnah. The second time you're going to do it with Kaanti. The third time you're going to do it with Batman, and the first time you're going to do it with Rambam and Rash. So it's you've got to finish, you've got to finish. You've got to do Zeron, you've got to do Tahara, somebody in the Vaseret got up this whatever son said and said Fakeret. So I got together, I made a whole meeting with Mamsha. He said, you know, the Ikiz Das Hashem, Mamsha, Mamsha Yas, the Deus Hashem means saying Svet. He came out with a whole, some modern Orthodox rabbi in America. Came out with a whole Maharaka of the boys. And he Mamsha, you know, the boys came to Brocha, you know, and you don't have to know anything, you don't have to know about the Gemara's, and he knows Rosh Hashiva, who told him that Rosh Hashiva said to them that Rosh Hashiva is 50, so I've never finished a Masechta in my life. The Rosh Hashiva told him, and who needs to finish Masechtas? And he said, no, you've got to think, you've got to think of your scholars, that's called Mitzvah Zarsay of Yidias Hashem. I mean, things, you know, things which don't start, Bichna. And whatever, it's a basic Yitzhak. That's the first reason why people don't like learning the keys and prefer Ian. The second reason why people prefer learning, prefer Ian, is because, I wouldn't say it for myself, if somebody very, a very good person says, because when you're learning the Ian today, you have to see it's the Yuah from the Yitzhahara that doesn't want you to learn the keys. There's a Yitzhahara that tells you don't learn the keys. It doesn't start learning the keys, you get stuck, you get bored, you get seen. What's bored? The winner of Ashley, the Shachar Tayyid, it's the sweetest Ma'am Masuk. The Yitzhahara that makes the person bored when he learns the keys. And when he learns the Yuah, when it's exciting, and the less emeth it is, the more exciting it is, right? Because it's the Yitzhahara getting him to Yuah. The Yuah, I'm saying, even the Yuah has to be based on space of Ma'am Shem, and Ma'am Stan, and Achon, and Dinan, and Teach, and Moyed, Nashim, and Ezekiel, and Chotchim, he says, God is Chotchim, they're not a Boki, two-star, and a Shaf. And then I'm sure they got married when they were 18, right? 18, 19, summer. He says, Amy, on the mind, that was a Zan Zach, and he's born that they go through that marriage, two-star, and a Shaf. In other words, they know, or only one and a half-star, and a Shaf. And today, I mean, you know, he's walking around with a Chotchim, never finished a Masech in their life. So what are they doing to elementary school kids? Just to make certain, Friday Shabbos is time for, you know, it's time, you know, to make every day say the Mishnayos. Even 6 Mishnayos a day, it's not much, you can do it at different times. 6 to 8 Mishnayos a day is a must. And Novi, Echai, Echai. Nobody knows, nobody learns Novi. People don't learn Novi today. And somebody told me in the Rosera, it's like, why? Because somebody told me in the Rosera that they said it, one of them don't, I don't want to say his name, I don't believe he said it, I still don't want to say his name, but that today you're not supposed to learn Nach. Why? Because you know you don't have to learn Nach properly. But he said more than he said that the day that you're learning Gemara, and Gemara's called Psukim, so that's how you learn Nach. Medrash Rabba, that Nach Yosef, and Medrash Rabba, it's such a happy, I'll show it to you later, should we need it in Pashat. He says, by presence of the book in Chav Dalet Svam, and Nach Yosef was amongst the 8 Yosef, the Nach Yosef, the two original Mepashim. שם אומר ששם יצא לבר יחשב כסו שם חסו שם עושים על ידי דריגן שס and he's learning a lot of psukim enough that's what the Medrash Rabbah means because he said that's gonish why is that nothing is it because you, you hear it you sing a pasuk you hear a pasuk that you're learning about the whole you know the whole teich you don't know what's happening you know you don't know who's the melech and who's the this and what the nevuah is you just see a pasuk in words, he's coming specially to explain the Medrash Rabbah is coming to afukim the Medrash Rabbah is coming to say that you can't pick up your views for nach just by seeing the psukim here and there you've got to learn nach you've got to learn yeshua shaykin shmur melachim right It's a block in a lot of yeshivas. There's two immunity in Allah. I always tell the boys in yeshiva you have to learn Kitz Shulchan Aruch. I said, I like it. You should make a say that Mishnah Berurah. You have to know, learn Allah. So why? I said, learn Allah. I'll be a chasar in Allah. I said, know what to do. So you have to be a book in Allah for that. The best thing is to do it first, even in Kitz Shulchan Aruch. You are pasnish. You're doing Kitz Shulchan Aruch. You have to know the Allah. You have to do it. Allah is there. You have to know the Allah. You have to know all these things have to be learned. Tawah Shulchan Aruch. היום קצת במלוך מלובה והפועל למצלם it's a laziness. A lot of the excess of you in today is people think it's a mistake you give it, it's just the opposite. What if it comes from laziness? You can't bother to be able to memorize and to be able to know a parent properly, to be able to chazer it again and chazer it again. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult. First of all, because it is very difficult. It's a lot to chazer. Secondly, because the yitzer haram doesn't matter. Now, when does a person make that? And I know these monks were very friendly after I pushed them. Who knows how long they turn around, they prepare for the old Seder. Once they get into the grind of it, they say there's nothing more geschmack, there's nothing sweeter. There's nothing sweeter than causing a shift of power. It's difficult to learn. Yeah. You can always do Tosis again. Tosis. The Maran writes over there. That same Maran writes in Bear Gordon. The Maran writes people think that if you don't learn Tosis, you're going to learn Gomorrah Shia. The Maran says the Shemesh, and the Maran says that it's Rosh. It's just as Hashem as Tosis. And in the same way, when I'm not going to learn all the Sechta, just to be Rosh, but I'm not going to learn all the Sechta in Tosis. Gomorrah Rashi. Rashi is the Vadal. Okay, that people are Gomorrah and Hadith in the previous generation. The Gomorrah, Rashi, Rosh, and Ram, that's called learning. That's called learning the end now. Shlom Zalman needs to say that the keys of Gemara Rashi and the end of Gemara Rashi Tosis. That's what Shlom Zalman needs to say. And in the Tanz Yeshiva, the Chosin Yeshiva, they get their heads on 600 block down there, 1200 block down there. And they get in here, called the Chobre, they call this, they call it, they listen to this.
Thank you. time she can't be around. You wait till the deal just when you can make a thousand money. She said, you should mind, she said, she didn't think she'd rush you away. Things have been well to you to do in that time. You ask me, I'll tell you, let time be rush you away.
That's the end of learning with Rav Zikra and the bad news right now, and I didn't get to rest.